Beach Mobile Monitoring.
Did you wake up the chickens this morning, UNH? This is N0GR. Good morning. This is Tom.
All right, there goes the neighborhood.
Hey, y'all. My name is Fred Morton. I was trying to stir the chicken coop.
Who else is there?
CPA.
Well, you sound like you're still semi-comatose.
I'm always semi-comatose, what's it to you?
Well, Fred, see if you can wake him up, gouge him a little bit there.
Poking bear on this one, I'm just going to say, morning.
He's asleep at the wheel. Good morning, Dave. I'll let you go down and take my echocardiogram and a chemical stress test this morning. I know I'm violating HIPAA by telling you what I'm doing. Go ahead, Dave.
Violating HIPAA? The only time HIPAA is violated, that's when a medical personnel gives out information to someone that doesn't need to know. So you can tell anybody you want to. That's not what HIPAA's all about. It's just to protect you from from the medical community giving out your information to anybody that comes up and says, "Well, how's Tom doing?" And they'll say, "Well, you'll have to see their family if you want to know." Let me ask you a question, Tom. I am programming some frequencies in for my dual bander in the car on my software on the computer here. And I'm looking at the repeaterbook.com and I'm on 440 and frequencies, and for the tone up and down, instead of giving you a tone number, you know, like 107.0, it says CC1. What does that mean?
Well, beats the heck out of me. You'll have to ask some of these youngsters here. Go ahead, friend. I don't know if there's anyone else on there or not.
So, I got these radios, and they don't really let me say custom tone on them. I pretty much got to run off the pre-programmed. But I mainly mess with HF-FT8, and I come down to VHF normally whenever I'm in my mobile rigs. I really don't know. I mainly mess with 2 meters, not 440.
KO4-HKX.
Morning.
Dave, that is CC1 is color code 1. That's for DMR.
That leaves me out of the picture. That's what I needed to know. Thank you. I knew there was somebody with that knowledge. I just learned something. I'll tell you what. Learn something new every day. I don't know who to turn it over to. I'll turn it over to Tom, KB4CBA.
Well, that's pretty good. An old dog can, get some new tricks there, learn new tricks, I want to say. Oh, shoot. Well, it's a beautiful morning, fellas, and 64 degrees, and I think I'd rather be going to colonoscopy than I would be this chemical stress test. I don't like them, not one bit, but so life goes. You got to get these preventative maintenance things on us old folks. Go ahead, Mr. Patrick. Good morning.
Gentlemen, and it's a nice 51 degrees up here right now.
Noticed on the weather last night in Coley, it was going to be 59, which is near Waynesville, which is near Maggie Valley, which is where my sister lives. I figured she could sleep with the windows up last night. That would be nice, boy, I tell you. nothing like a chilly start to the morning on a August day.
7 over here in the Piedmont-Pelzer area. I'm actually driving back to my QTH right now. Yeah, last night was actually pretty beautiful. I actually was night shift, and I actually was outside about 80% of the night. It was absolute beautiful weather last night. I actually thoroughly enjoyed the weather we had last night.
You're in traffic, Dave, and up on 101 and watching people text. This guy's got his phone right up and his face glowing, and then every time we take out, he's about 15 or 20 seconds behind the flow of traffic. Oh, I just love that. They did get the traffic light going up there towards our house, so on 101, and I actually hit it green this morning.
It's better than hitting it red, I guess. What'd you hit it with?
Light there, since they put in those 400 new houses. It traffic backs up real bad during rush hours, and not being a working person, I try to avoid rush hours at all possible. Boy, this guy's a ham radio operator, or gal, I guess it is. Got a ponytail up in front of me. I'm overriding her front end of her radio now, but I'll bet it's a CB, more than likely.
The wind is fogging up all of a sudden coming down the mountain. But heading down to get the truck service this morning. Get a little maintenance done on it.
Have done.
Maintenance, I just got it, so I'm having it checked over, make sure everything's all right with it, and get the federal inspection done.
My father-in-law was a captain with the Greenville City Police Department, captain of detectives for years, and he was instrumental in getting that stopped in South Carolina. We don't have that anymore.
Oh, inspection is not for automotive. You have to have it on your running these trucks.
Didn't know there was a federal inspection. I just learned something again. Boy, two things in less than 10 minutes. Good Lord. This must be my learning day.
They read out up there. I'm not far from the hospital, guys, so I better sign out and pay attention here. I'm too poor to pay attention, but I'm going to try. Great hearing you all this morning. Yeah, I hope I hear you after I get done with this test. See y'all later. It's N0TR clear. Go ahead, Fred, if you're there. Patrick, you pick it up.
I'll pass it over to Patrick,
KO4
NH, I'll be clear.
73's, Fred. Hope y'all have a good day. Hope your tests go good, Tom. Dave, go ahead.
Had two of those tests myself, Tom, and they're not a lot of fun. But it beats having the one where it's not nuclear and you got to get on that treadmill and of course you have to get on the treadmill and the nuclear, but they don't run you ragged. Boy, the first one I had, they had that thing, they kept making the incline steeper and steeper and I was running faster and faster and they wanted my heart rate up to 188 and they got it up there. And then they said, okay, well, let's just see how much further you can go. And I thought, what? And so they kept speeding it up and making the incline even steeper. And I finally said, y'all going to have to slow this thing down or I'm going to fall on my face. So had to jump off of that, jump onto a table, and lay on my left side. The table had a cutout in it, and they did a put an ultrasound against my heart, and they could actually see, you could actually see my valves and my heart opening and closing, and they were just going like crazy. And I remember the lady said, okay, hold your breath. And I said, hold my breath? I said, I can't hardly breathe now.
Well, I don't have to do any walking, Dave. I can't because of my foot. All I got to do is they bring my heart up with chemicals, and then they have two injections they set there. If the first one don't work, which it didn't, to bring your heart back down, they give you another one. And then they do that other thing, and then it made me throw up. I'm here in park now, so I better get inside. 73's guys in 0TR clear.
HDX. Dave, what time is your tennis match today?
Let's see. It's at 10 o'clock, 10:30. And then I go to my sleep study dentist. He's going to have to make some adjustments on my Snoreguard device. The bad thing is I'm not going to have time to take a shower between them. So I'm going to take a clean shirt, so maybe that'll help a little bit.
That works. But if not, he'll get over it.
I don't really care. I'm sure they've had worse. He likes my car, my Mustang. He likes to hear it out. He says, I hear you pulling out of the parking lot. So that thing sounds good. So I try to roam down on it a little bit for him when I leave, just to, you know, just put a grin on his face.
Something that simple will perk a car guy up when he's having a bad day.
Yep. I'll tell you, I'm really enjoying it. You know, I've been toying with the idea of buying a Bronco, but I think I'm just going to wait about another year, and hopefully they'll have this what is it they're waiting on? I can't even think of the name of it. But anyway, the part that they're waiting on, maybe they'll, have a surplus of that, and they can, things can kind of get back to normal. It's funny, you could find, I found 13 Broncos on Carvana, some of them with as little as 800 miles on them, so I don't understand why the dealerships are selling them to places like that and not selling them new themselves. That just doesn't make any sense to me.
With you there, I don't understand how you can have a used car with 800 miles on it. Unless it was a demo unit, but then it's still not registered, so it's technically new. So I don't know what they're doing there. But I would like to see them put the a V8 in there, get away from them twin turbos and all that mess, something else just to tear up.
So I don't like turbos, unless it's the new style that has its own reservoir. They're like, the superchargers have their own reservoir of oil, and now they're making turbos that way, which is really smart because that's what takes them out is that oil tube gets stopped up, and then the oil can't get to the turbo, and it burns it up, and it eventually either tears the bearings up and locks it up most of the time. And, I'm with you. I think there is one model that has a V6 in it. If I'm not mistaken, and I've got a full catalog on, and it gives you all the you know, features and colors, and you can actually go on Ford, you know, Ford.com, and you can actually build your own, pick every little detail thing you want on it, and then, and as you do that, the price goes up, you know, and then when you get to the end, you see how much it's going to cost you. Now, I don't know, I guess if you qualify, they'll build you one. I don't know where they get the chip for it, the semiconductor, but I guess maybe they steal it out of another one.
I'm pretty sure if you qualify for it, they'll build it for you. Ain't no telling when you'll get it right now, but it'll be in line somewhere.
I think I'll wait and to see what happens, and you know, they probably got some bugs they need to work out, and I'll just wait till the 22s come out and you know, see how things are going then. Yeah, I may not even be around, who knows. I might have stepped in front of a bus before then. Well, you have a good day, and I know you're not going to make any money getting your truck serviced, but I hope you can get back out there sometime today and make some rounds and sell some tools. But anyway, I'll say 73s to you. I'm programming this software on the computer, and I'm talking to you at the same time, so I'm hoping I'm not messing up here. But anyway, I'll try to double check everything. But you have a good day, Patrick. I'll talk to you later. I'll clear out of here after your final KB4CBA.
Dave, you have a good day. Good luck programming your radio. And this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.